Hello and welcome back to Being Apologetically You Radio. I am so excited to be recording the first episode of season two of Being Apologetically You Radio. It has been 3 years almost since this podcast started and since the first season happened. And so it's time for it to come back. We're in a good place and I'm going to fill you in on what's happened in the last little bit and what you can expect to be going and hearing in this next season. So now where we left off was currently my husband and I were located in Texas. I was still working in corporate America at the time in a fitness position. I was still had a 9-to-5 working Kelsey Lane Fitness at the same time. We had also just moved to a new home that we were renting in the Sugar Land, Texas area, starting going back to Athlete and kind of getting that gym culture, as well as I had joined a fitness agency out of LA that worked between LA and Texas for acting and modeling. And so at that point in time, there was so much on my plate, I kind of had to let something drop. And also my company was shifting a ton at that point in time. So in 2021, we were almost a year out of the pandemic and things were happening. And so there was events going on and I was working on growing myself as a person and personal development, but I was also really starting to experience a ton of health issues, even with all the working out and nutrition. I noticed I had a ton of stress. I was having a lot of fatigue. My mental clarity wasn't there. I had no creativity, but I wasn't sure what was going on at the time. So I kept pushing, kept going to events, kept going to work, kept working the company, and I took a break from podcasting, obviously, and worked on a few other things. Within the end of that year, 2021, my husband got a job offer that we didn't want to say no to. So a few years before that, when we were still living in Uptown Houston, we had said, you know, we ever have the opportunity to move west, we want to be able to take it. I wanted to be closer to my agency. I wanted to be closer to the West Coast, which is where more of my work was starting to go, more the people that I wanted to surround myself were at the time, and as well as like more of the work that I was starting to move into was toward the West Coast. We didn't have to live in California, but we wanted to be closer so that way at least I could drive. So we said that in like 2020, 2021. A couple of years later, my husband gets a job offer that can move us out west. So we take it. But here's the catch. We spent another 9 or 10 months till we finished out our lease in Texas. But I also couldn't tell a bunch of people either. So I had to like ruminate in that excitement to move, that excitement to go, but also like this massive change is coming. So there was some fear associated with that. I don't know about you. I don't know how many of you have moved across the country essentially, or even half the country, or even down the road, but moving can be challenging. But moving to an area you know nothing about, you've not spent a ton of time in, can be really, really challenging. So it took a little bit more work for us to prepare. We had to look for new neighborhoods. Where was a good place to live? What was available to us, what was in our budget range, because Vegas was a little bit pricier than where we were living currently in Houston at the time in the Sugar Land area. So it was just a big shift, even with all the excitement, including wanting to go. But I think the big glaring thing at the time, looking back now before we moved, was I actually was super scared. This is something that I had wanted for years, was to move west, to move closer to these environments, to move more into the realm and these types of places in that climate, because I'm allergic to everything. And so the desert just does better for me as a human, but I was scared to death. Scared, even when it was something that I wanted. And I think that was something that I did not anticipate. I think I anticipated just to be super excited about moving. I did not anticipate the fear. And then I had to ruminate in that fear for like 9 to 10 months. But I think it also gave me 9 to 10 months to do the work around that piece. So like to seek therapy. I was seeking therapy at the time and work through those pieces and the other parts of my relationships that I needed to do and spend time with the people that I love that still live in that area. And there was a lot about it, but I think the biggest takeaway from moving across to somewhere you wanted to be is that even though it was somewhere we wanted to be, it was still scary. It was still so scary. And I just kept reminding myself, it doesn't work out. We can always move back. We can always move back to where we want to go. Where I grew up was a great place. I know a lot of people don't like where they grew up or it was not good for them. Where I grew up was a great place. It's a great place to have families. The school district was fantastic. I learned everything I needed to do. And I also learned everything that wasn't good for me in that piece. But I also wanted to continue to put space between me and myself in that location. There's nothing wrong with that. And I love it and I appreciate appreciate it. But I almost think there was like a mental piece that if I kept putting distance on there, that it would reduce the ability for us to go back. And so we definitely have. We put a couple thousand miles between us and that vocation. But there's nothing wrong with that. But I think sometimes we have these mental things we don't realize we have that are going on the back of our head that we need to address. Moving on. Now we've moved to Las Vegas. The other thing that shifted greatly when we moved to Las Vegas is I did not go and find another corporate job. I also finished training in person. So that was a huge shift for me. I went from having a ton of interaction with humans. I also was working outside the home for most of the time, sometimes more than 40 hours a week, depending on the location, but also commutes and everything. Sometimes it was more than that, to being at home all the time. And that was a big, big shift. And it definitely took a little bit of time to adjust. It was easy the first couple months because of setting everything up and like learning where everything is. And then you start to have like this routine and you start to realize, oh, there may be some things I need to work on or I need to accumulate. So when I started working from home and working in my own business full time, it was an eye-opener that I had to make an active act to go find people, to interact with people, to be social, not only in social media, but like in person and do things like that. And it definitely took some time to recover. The other thing that changed drastically when we moved here to Las Vegas was I realized my health was in a serious predicament and not in a good way. I was still sleeping a lot. I was eating normally most of the time, but I was still sleeping a lot. My emotions were not really there. I wasn't really feeling anything. And I was just drained no matter what I did. And so I knew something was drastically wrong. It took about a year because it took monetarily to some time to build up some money for testing. I did all my testing through Simply Healthy Casey, if you were looking for somebody to do blood work testing. And we realized no wonder that I didn't feel good and had no energy for anything in life. It's because my hormones were like goose eggs. There's nothing. Didn't have any estrogen, testosterone, progesterone. Nothing that was where it should be. So no wonder I was exhausted and wasn't making any progress and didn't have the energy mentally, physically, emotionally to do anything. And another like red light moment that I realized that something was wrong is when I didn't want to spend time with my dogs. I didn't want to spend time with my husband. I didn't want to call my mother. And I have a great relationship with my mother. I didn't really want to talk to any of my friends. When I actively realized I needed more social in my life, that's when things started, the red light started to appear and the red flags of like, oh, something's not right. So once I had that testing, it started to put some things put into piece why I was where I was. I had put myself in burnout over the last several years, building my company and working a full-time job. I was struggling with sleeping. I was really just burning on all cylinders and my stress management was trash. So no wonder my body and my health was in such a horrible predicament. And so we had to start doing work to get in a better position, to work on making sure I was actually sleeping well, not just sleeping, but sleeping well and sleeping enough. None of this 4 or 5 hour crap that we hear on the internet people do. No, you actually need to sleep and you need to make sure you're getting deep sleep or you're really not going to recover because that's when our body restabilizes hormones. So if you're not sleeping, you're really just doing yourself a disservice. I also had to make sure I was eating enough. So that's really somebody coming from the 90s. There was always that weird food relationship. So I had to make sure that I was eating enough. Another thing is I had to make sure I wasn't overworking my body. After coming from Athlete, which is a beautiful place, it's a beautiful community, but realizing that I was overworking, I had to scale back all of my training. I also had to look at different ways of training, not just through traditional way through bodybuilding I had done for years, and look for other ways to train. So that way I could still get that movement that I desired, but I had to decrease the intensity so my hormones could start to recover. That was a big check because then I also realized that when I had to start doing less work, I started to realize I had another lack of tools in my stress management bucket because I had used exercise for years as one of my primary tools of stress management. So when that tool was taken away, I was not in a good place. So I had to go through and start to really learn some other tools around mindset, to learn around stress management that really helped. Some things that I have done is I've had to learn to say no. I have had to learn to really look at my week and figure out where things could work and where my limits were and my boundaries and be specific with those. I also had to make sure that I gave myself a routine and a schedule. I was eating on a normal schedule. I was sleeping on a normal schedule. I wasn't staying up super late because I realized the later I stayed up, the more likely I was going to stay up later. And then I just would become a night owl, which was not serving me or my hormones. I realized that being a night owl was actually a cortisol spike. And so no wonder I couldn't go to sleep because my stress hormone was triggering at the wrong time. Your cortisol is supposed to spike in the morning when you're waking up and your melatonin is starting to transition. So no wonder I was staying up super late is because I was stressed out. I also had to go back some tips on the stress management here. I also had to change how I worked with my clients and office hours. I realized I was working like 50, 60 hours a week and I really didn't have any boundaries. So I had to change that. I also had to change how I started to work with friends and events and things of that sort. And that just made a huge difference. Like just realizing and evaluating what was working, what wasn't, what was no longer serving me and being okay with that. And that realizing that just because I was doing it before doesn't mean I have to do it now and that I have to keep doing it. In summary, I guess to get out of that tangent is just realize that it's important to take time to evaluate what you're doing and is it serve you? Is it make you happy? Is it getting you closer towards your goal? Do you enjoy the things that you're doing? Sometimes I think we get in these ruts and routines and then we realize like, no wonder I'm just not happy with what I'm doing. There's no joy from it and things of that sort, or I don't feel successful. Well, have you defined what successful is to you? Have you defined what happy is for you? Have you defined what your perfect day is? And then actively worked toward that. Sometimes you can really find some transitions from there in that piece. After that period, we're really entering the recovery period, which is more of where I am currently. My health is in a much better place. I'm sleeping well. My nutrition's on point. I'm going through some protocols right now with Simply Healthy Casey to get some things more in alignment so my body can actually function. I can get back to doing the things that I love to do. And I'm able to train a little bit more normally. Now, I've also been able to add some martial arts because I realized I was getting bored and that's something I'd always wanted to do. So now I train martial arts and it's one of the most enjoyable things to be a beginner again. And I think that's something that's so undervalued is being a beginner. Another big thing that shifted when we moved to Vegas is I had joined that acting and modeling agency in 2021. When I moved to Vegas, I had a ton of more opportunities to actually participate in that and really start to engage in activity because Las Vegas is so close to LA and a bunch of other filming hubs. There was a ton more projects here. And so I was able to start to like dive into that a little bit more and to engage in that and realize it was a type of work that I really enjoyed and to build my skills in it. And one of the reasons I had originally started acting, maybe you guys have heard this, is because I wanted something that made me uncomfortable in a positive way. I don't know about you, but I actively look for things that build me up as a person, that challenge me, because I'm always geared toward growth. Not everybody's that way, but that's something that I am, is that if I can be more focused on growth and be growing as a human, I'm just a happier person. And I found acting was one of the tools that I can use to do that. It also can counterpart in some other things that are going on in my business as well, and me as a human. Yeah. So now I'm an actor and I do stunts and it's the funnest thing ever. Like I think about the video that I saw from Erin May Henry. She has this series that she posted a couple years back called Becoming the Coolest Person You Know. When I moved to Vegas, I started watching those videos and I thought, I have this beautiful opportunity to start fresh. And I've always tried to do this every time I've moved to a new place, even if it was across town. I have this new opportunity in this new place, or even when I rearrange things, to change my norm. How can I change my norm to be more in alignment with where I want to go and be more in alignment with the person I am wanting to become and embody? And so I was able to start to build everything and to do the things that I was interested in, that I had curiosities around. And it's been one of the coolest processes ever. And I think so many people really get nervous around the rebuilding of their entire life when they move, even if it's just across town, when in reality, it's such an opportunity. It's such an opportunity to gear yourself to where you want to go and to truly build something that you value. Okay, well, that's a little bit about what's happened since the podcast was last on. Here's what's coming up next. We will be posting 3 days a week. We're going to start with a schedule of Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We'll kind of see how it goes. So Mondays should be solos. Wednesdays are going to be interviews. And Fridays are actually going to be episodes from season 1 re-edited as best as we can to try to jazz them up and make them more enjoyable for the ears, as well as to just provide you an opportunity to hear them again, because it has been a while since they've come back out. So that's kind of what you should expect. We will also be available on more podcast platforms. So be sure to check that out if you have a variety of different podcast platforms that you listen to. Lastly, the podcast is going to become available on YouTube so you can watch it there and enjoy and listen there. So I just wanted to say thank you for joining me today. Again, my name is Kelsey and I'm going to be your host here on Be Unapologetically You Radio. If you're not following the podcast on Instagram, please do that at Be Unapologetically You Radio. You can also follow me at Kelsey Lane Fitness on every platform that there is pretty much now. And be sure to just check it out and listen to the previous episodes. Let me know what you want to hear, what you liked, what you don't like. If you are so moved, we would love if you left the podcast a review and 5 stars. It actually really helps the podcast be shown to more humans and for people that look for that type of content on the platform. So if your platform offers that, please do that. Take a screenshot of your review and send it to the podcast, because I'm going to be doing like a monthly giveaway for the podcast. And we'll also be doing that for the podcast launch a couple weeks as well. So screenshot it before you submit it and then show that you submitted it and send that to me. So that way we can put you in the drawing for the giveaway. So thank thank you so much for joining me on the first episode of season 2 of Being Apologetically You Radio. And we will see you guys in the next episode. Have a great rest of your day. And don't forget to be unapologetically you. I wanted to come on and tell you a little bit about something that I am offering now, which is called a fitness intensive. This is your opportunity to schedule a call with me, and you'll have 1 hour to rapid fire all the questions. Or do you have form checks? You want me to check how your form is doing on your lunges or your squats or your deadlifts? Or do you have all these questions about things you see on there, or you bought the workbook and you want to go through your workout program, but you're not quite ready to invest in one-on-one coaching? The fitness intensive is for you. So I'm going to drop the link in the description for you so you can check it out. And if you are listening to the podcast on an audio platform, it will be in the show notes. So if you're dying to get your questions answered and you want to make sure you're using your time effectively, so that way you can make the most of your time in the gym and move on with the rest of your life, the fitness intensive is for you. So check it out. Let's get back to the episode.